Thank you.
All right, we will move on to item number six, informational items. Secretary Kevin Roebling will provide an update on the 2026 legislative session.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, it's crazy to think it's already legislative season. The holidays behind us, here we are. Session will be starting next week. I have the State of the State address to kick things off by Governor Roden. As far as department bills, Department of Game Fish and Parks will be bringing two bills that we will be sponsoring. The first is going to be a bill that is really touches on the fact that we're looking to transfer a building. It's called the hydroelectric plant, and it's a building on Spearfish Creek in Spearfish Canyon. That building would include 3.75 acres of land to go with it. The transfer would be to the Spearfish Canyon Foundation. And the reason being is there is some historical preservation interest in keeping that building maintained and operable as a historical site. That is not really in the mission of Game Fish and Parks, and we feel it would be best served to do that underneath a different foundation. In this case, the Spearfish Canyon Foundation is looking to take on that challenge. So that is what the bill entails. It's 3.75 acres, and then the hydroelectric plant or building that is on top of those 3.75 acres right on Spearfish Creek. Now, the trailhead property to Devil's Bathtub would still remain in ownership to the department. That would not change, but this would be a piece of that, a larger complex. So that would be the first piece of legislation that the department's looking to bring. We do not have a bill number yet, but I anticipate very soon we will have a bill number any day now. The second bill that we are planning to bring to the legislature this session is a bill that asks for $8 million of spending authority to renovate and really essentially refurbish and modernize the Blue Dog Fish Hatchery. This is an appropriation request of just federal fund expenditure authority in the tune of $3.5 million, and then there is going to be $4.5 million of other fund expenditure authority. The thing to note here is we are not asking for general funds. We are going to use fishing license dollars to pay for this, along with Dingle Johnson dollars, excise tax on fishing equipment and tackle. That is how we plan to pay for these renovations and modernization of the infrastructure there at Blue Dog Fish Hatchery. Very exciting time for our fish hatchery, really. And the reason being is RAS, Recirculating Aquaculture Systems, has really taken off and modernized and really made us more efficient and effective at raising fish, raising catchable fish at a much faster rate. So we've experimented in a lot of ways at Claghorn and McNinney. We're going to take that technology now to Blue Dog and really increase the production capacity, along with just the overall amount of catchable fish we can put back into those water bodies, especially urban fisheries, walleyes, bass, bluegill, those types of species. So we're really excited about this. This is over at the course of a four-year plan. We also hope to raise some money for this as well. We'd like to do some fundraising, ask our anglers, ask our outdoor enthusiasts to support this project. So we will be doing some fundraising for this as well. And hopefully we can find some willing donors that see the value in renovating Blue Dog Fish Hatchery. So that, Madam Chair, are the two bills we do plan to bring to the session this year. Back to you.
Very good. Any questions for Secretary Roebling? Yeah, please.
Commissioner Beast, just want to make a comment. The commission toured the facility in Spearfish Canyon there probably 3 years ago, I think it was. And it's a very unique and interesting building and time of history. And I think it'd just be really good to have an organization like Spearfish come in, the Spearfish Canyon Society come in and take that over and really promote it, do something with it to preserve the history and stuff of that area. I think it'd be a good move to legislators could help make this happen.
Very good. Additional secretary?
I just want to say thank you, Commissioner, for those comments. And yes, we absolutely agree with that. And it's been a good partnership. They've been good to work with. And I'm hopeful we can garner the support from the legislature to make this transfer happen.
Secretary, I had a question. If we could go to the fish hatchery, and I know you'll be going before the legislature to ask for spending authority. Could you just give a bit of history to legislation that became law last year as to why we have to do that?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, for the question. So last year, Senate Bill 144 was passed by both chambers and signed by the governor. And that really requires now the department to come before the legislature to get project approval for any project that is greater than $2.5 million. So in this case, this is a project in totality that is going to equal much greater than 2.5, in this case, $8 million in totality. So that is why we are bringing a bill, one, for project approval from the legislature to do this renovation of Blue Dog Fish Hatchery, but two, then to get the budget authority along with that project approval to conduct the project moving forward.
Very good. Thank you for that explanation. Before we move on, any other questions for the Secretary regarding the 2026 legislative session? Very good. Thank you for that.